This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. A federal district court judge has sided with plaintiffs who say the state is not doing enough to help non-English-speaking voters. As KSKA's Alan Lockyer reports, a partial decision yesterday in a case against the State Division of Elections is aimed at protecting the voting rights of Alaska Natives.
In Toyokok versus Treadwell, plaintiffs argued that translation of State of Alaska ballot language from English into Yupik is not adequate to ensure voters' understanding of the ballot. Four tribal councils filed the suit against the State Division of Elections last year, alleging the state violated the Voting Rights Act and the United States Constitution by not providing language assistance to Yupik and Gwich'in-speaking voters in three census areas. State attorneys argued that because the languages are historically unwritten, the Voting Rights Act requires only oral language assistance in these languages. The Division of Elections said it provides translators and bilingual poll workers. In a hearing before a federal judge in Anchorage, Native American Rights Fund attorney Natalie Landreth argued for the plaintiffs.
But the federal court held this morning that they were not, in fact, providing even oral language assistance, because they don't ask or pay their outreach workers in the villages or bilingual poll workers to translate any of the information in the official election pamphlet. That was part of her holding.
Landreth says plaintiffs want written information translated. Under the current system, Yupik-speaking voters do not get a written election pamphlet in advance of the election.
If you're a Yupik-speaking voter, the translated information that you receive consists of three things. Here's the day of the election, here's the time of the election, here's where it'll be, and then there will be language assistance available at the polling place. There is no advance information about the candidates, no advance information about bond measures, nothing about constitutional questions, nothing about ballot measures. To such a degree that the plaintiffs and other witnesses testify, the first time they find out about ballot measures is often when they go in to vote on election day.
Federal District Court Judge Sharon Gleason sided with plaintiffs in a partial decision which addresses only the Voting Rights Act claims. Gleason said the Division of Elections has violated the act by not providing substantially equivalent language assistance in Yupik and Gwich'in in the three census areas. The court has given the state until this Friday to provide a proposal for additional language assistance measures that could be implemented in time for the November election. Alaska Assistant Attorney General Corey Mills says that time is running out.
The court also recognized the difficulty that the Division of Elections has in providing this type of assistance. So the state and basically the Division of Elections and Department of Law, you know, are currently looking at that and what that proposal will entail.
The court did acknowledge the state's efforts so far in providing ballot translations for Yupik and Gwich'in speakers, saying the state has been working diligently this year in providing language assistance. Native American Rights Fund attorney Landreth says the plaintiffs have until September 10th to respond to the state's proposal. I'm Ellen Lockyer.
A federal appeals court says an Alaska Railroad permit to discharge stormwater into Resurrection Bay at Seward does not cover coal that falls into the water from a conveyor belt. The ruling came in a lawsuit filed by the Alaska Community Action on Toxics and the Sierra Club in December 2009. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has agreed to buy up to $13 million in canned pink salmon to ease a glut that has weighed down prices for Alaska fishermen. In July, Governor Sean Parnell asked the USDA to buy $37 million worth of canned salmon under a federal law that allows the government to purchase surplus food from farmers and donate it to food banks or other programs. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.